From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State and losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her stunning loss to Donald Trump in last Tuesday's election. In a conference call with donors, Clinton said that Comey's letter to Congress just days before the election announcing he was reviving an investigation into her use of a private email server damaged her campaign. 1 week later, the FBI director sent a second letter to Congress saying that Clinton should not be prosecuted, but the political harm had been done. Clinton told donors that Trump, Donald Trump that is, was able to use both of Comey's announcements to attack her before the election. She said that the second letter reinforced to Donald Trump's supporters that the system was rigged in her favor and motivated them to vote on Election Day. Meanwhile, there was a fourth day of protests against President-elect Donald Trump across the country Saturday. About 2,000 protesters marched in Manhattan, shouting, "Not my president," and other slogans. Kellyanne Conway is a senior advisor to the president-elect.
He said he'd be the president of people who hadn't supported him, too, and they should think about that and give him a chance. This is a beautiful country. He loves all the people. He wants to work with all the people. And I think we owe it to the president-elect and the vice president-elect to give them their opportunity to do the right thing.
In Chicago, hundreds of people, including families with small children, chanted, "No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here." Several thousand anti-Trump protesters marched in downtown Los Angeles as well, denouncing his campaign pledge to deport people who entered the U.S. illegally. This is VOA News.